Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Time is 7 after the hour. We are here in service to you on the Good Day program. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen. With years of experience as a broadcaster, I bring sage comments, intelligent overviews. The reality of the world is that we need more smart people like me to help you understand what's going on. So I brought smart people with me, Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli. Take a bow.
I'm bowing.
Are you really?
Yes, I am.
First time in your life. And then there's Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler. Richie's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny is monitoring constantly Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. And he's also monitoring the progress of this New Horizons spacecraft that has managed to find its way to the faraway world of Pluto. So where are we now in all this, Kenny?
About 15 minutes ago, New Horizons made its closest pass by Pluto, about 8,000 miles away.
And now it goes around one of those moons, a big moon, too, doesn't it?
It's supposed to pass by the larger of Pluto's moons and then head off into the great beyond.
So, for those of you who want to look for something that's really good about America, technology, know-how, intelligence, the minds that have the ability to make these sorts of things happen, not only here in America, but the European Space Agency that sent that object about the same size as this thing, size of a piano or a freezer or a dryer or something, and they hit the comet. This thing went, now we're talking about the Horizon spacecraft. It went out 9.5 years ago on a mission. Feels like the beginning of a new Star Wars movie or Star Trek or something. The mission was to figure out what really goes on Pluto. And it will send back amazing pictures by this afternoon. You'll be able to see online and everywhere else on the NASA website some of the pictures that it's getting right now. Remember, this thing took 9.5 years to get out there because it's 8 billion miles away. It'll only take about 4 hours plus for the first pictures that has already taken to get back here. So by noontime, East Coast time, these pictures will begin arriving. It's pretty amazing stuff.
Well, some are already here. Some of the pictures are
The early ones that were taken from afar of what the planet looked like as the thing was approaching it.
Right.
Yeah. It looks like a fairly rough, sort of almost oblique surface, doesn't it? It doesn't look like it's round. Is that just me looking at those pictures?
It's perfectly round.
It is?
Yes.
God, there are a lot of sort of
it's
messy.
A pretty planet, just the pictures that you've seen so far. It looks like it has a heart on the side of it.
Really? Okay, well.
But it's very desolate looking, barren looking.
All right, next item of interest here. The president is going to long be out of office before any reasonable assessment can be made as to whether the roll of the dice paid off here. Best guess, even among the most passionate supporters of the president's Iran project, is that judgment will be mixed. I'm not sure what to make of all of the political palavering back and forth. The deal was announced. I said that the reason that they did it is because we're going to get an order for 400 planes from Boeing. And other than that, are people better off in the Middle East? Are they safer? Nah. These people can do whatever they want. They could have, even with the sanctions, somebody can somewhere figure out how to do this if they want to do it. And so we have all of this hoopla, the politicians back and forth so that they can, you know, really not do anything. I was thinking back to when President Nixon made the first deals and trip to China. And what that was all about, what people said. Oh, this is an outrage. We're doing business with a communist. And look at, can we argue that the opening up of the ties with China was better, far better than not? Don't you think that it was better to sort of know what was going on there? What is the enemy of my... No, that's not what I'm looking for. There's a, not the enemy of my enemy is my friend. But getting to know... keep your... Oh, wait a minute. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
What is happening here?
I'm softly and curious.
Yeah, some about eggs in a basket and crossing your bridge before they hatch or something.
Okay, all right. So you know what I'm saying. Don't be such a wise guy. All right, so notice that Roberta has said nothing.
That's really pointed out on a number of occasions
listening to it all.
The past 3 years. There can be no stable and enduring peace without the participation of the People's Republic of China and its 750 million people.
Now twice as many people.
Yeah, that is why I have undertaken initiatives in several areas to open the door for more normal relations between our two countries.
Yeah, now they're spying on us every day.
Well,
and hacking.
Are we better off for having relations with China and knowing what's going on versus not?
Well, here's the thing, the globe is so small now with social media and internet. Everything is smaller. Mm-hmm. So, yes, of course, talking is the right thing. But just making sure that we're doing smart deals and that we're not trusting the wrong people and that we still understand that certain people operate under a different set of standards and rules.
The people who live there don't trust their government. The Iranians hate their government worse than we do. And that's clear whenever you hear from people, the Iranians, who have many of them who have come to this country, are some of our best and brightest doctors, business people. I find the Iranians that I know to be very engaging, frankly, and very they understood what a good education is all about, try to take advantage of it. But let's make no mistake. This is not about the Iranian people any more than it's about the American people.
No, it's not.
It's about business and politics. That's what this is.
I think Reagan probably said it best when he was at Gorbachev.
The importance of this treaty transcends numbers. We have listened to the wisdom of in an old Russian maxim. Though my pronunciation may give you difficulty, the maxim is dovayai no provayai. Trust but verify.
There you go. Yeah, that's it. Another sage shot from the sage guy. You know, every time I hear his voice, I go
to...
Makes
you happy, doesn't it?
Well, you know where I go? I go to walking around. I've been to the library twice. Once by myself, early in the morning one day when I had left your studio, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. And I just decided, for whatever the reason, I don't know why, it was on a whim, I just decided to keep driving up the 118 to Simi Valley to go to the Reagan
Awesome library.
Yeah. And then Megan and Meredith and I visited there last September and saw much more of it. But to stand there and where he's buried in that little sort of rotunda outside, that's where I go whenever I hear his voice, for whatever the reason. I mean, he wasn't a god. Some people play him up to be a god. He made a lot of mistakes. But he was a good, solid guy in terms of how, and Clinton, by the way, cut out of the same cloth as far as how he made us feel about being Americans, mm-hmm. like him or not, for whatever his extracurricular activities were. The guy made us feel good about being an American, and Reagan didn't. We haven't had anybody make us feel good about being American, I think, other than ourselves. If we can work on what we want to feel about being citizens of the country, this is
and 9/11 changed everything.
I was going to say, don't shortchange after 9/11. Bush did a good job making people feel good.
Directly after 9/11, we were all united, and then that just kind of
That wasn't Bush's deal. That was just because that's the way the country was.
He had the good optics by going out to I think he did okay.
I'm glad that you think that, Jennifer. Congratulations.
It was us.
Past the hour. It was all about us. It wasn't.
Right.
Speaking about all about, Roberta has a couple of New York-centric stories that we'll cover in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Grandpa.
Shall we book another appointment then? Wonderful. I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free.
Big lunch?
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Time for today's visit with the queen of cheap. Roberta has a number of items that are posted for your listening and dancing pleasure at the Better Living Box, DougStefan.com. And we have details about, well, I guess we do the tease here and you get details by going to the Better Living Box, right, Roberta?
Well, yeah, we give you the outlook here, you know, the basic kind of review of everything we have. And then there's some stuff on the inbox. There's some great evergreens there right now. Also, how to hack Wi-Fi at airports. A great
great sounds tip. Like such a tough right. word.
But it is. How to get free Wi-Fi at the airports, you know, and not pay for it.
You know what? As an aside, we have a story at DougStefan.com about Wi-Fi being introduced on Mount Fuji in Japan.
Yeah, I know.
What in the name of heaven? Apparently it's good for tourism, though, I guess, Kenny. Isn't
that
the story?
Oh, yeah. Tweets and
absolutely. I got Wi-Fi on top of the Dolomites in Italy, in northern Italy. It was just incredible. Okay, today's Queen of Cheap. We got Christmas seals. Oh, not the kind of picturing a seal with a hat on, clapping his hands or belt. No, this is the Loan Association. Believe it or not, they are out already. You can get your free 2015 Christmas seals. We tell you how to do it. While you're getting your Christmas seals, if you like Maxim magazine, you can get a subscription absolutely free.
That's for sexists.
For sexists, Maxim magazine, and you can
for men, as we like to call them.
It's for men, yes, yes, for the less fortunate gender, men, yes, free Maxim. And also for thinking about Christmas, okay, how about Christmas gifts? Start shopping now. Now is when you start getting the really good deals. Fisher Price is having a toy sale. They got 10 different toys on sale for $10 a piece. Some of them are a 50% discount or even more. It's a great time to go and stock up your closet for Christmas gifts. Another really good way for Christmas gifts, I used to do this with my kids all the time, I would go to the thrift stores, I'd buy toys, I'd run them through the dishwasher, I'd wrap them up, and you'd get away with that up until the age of 4 or 5 for Christmas. The kids don't know the difference. They just want to open up toys.
Yep.
That's a really good way to save money. Right, Rich?
Such a waste to spend tons of money on a two-year-old.
Absolute rip. All they want to do is open up the stuff.
Yeah, horrible parents.
I wasted hundreds of dollars and they play with the box.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so just buy them at the thrift store, run them through the dishwasher, and you're done.
Yeah.
Spray them with bleach.
Because once they're 8, 9, or 10, you're done.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Pardon, everybody's favorite for lots of different reasons. NBC has cast Olivia Lind as a young Dolly Parton in the TV movie Coat of Many Colors. This is Ms. Lind playing Faith Newman on The Young and the Restless. That's who we're identifying her. She's from The Young and the Restless. 9-year-old Dolly Parton in the movie, which has not yet received a premiere date. The movie is based on Parton's life story. Will take viewers inside her family as they struggle to overcome devastating tragedy, discover the healing power of love and faith. And this is, you know, pretty much the Dolly that is around today. The movie is billed as a family-oriented, faith-based story about the incidents in Parton's life around the time she was 9 years old. So apparently she's put this story together herself, and that's why she wants to tell that she's supervising the production of it. So it'll be interesting to look forward to.
Yeah, she's a cute kid.
Yeah, she looks like she might be a cute kid. Now, here's somebody who's not cute.
Go,
at all.
Everybody loves
Diddy. Enough of that.
Oh,
rapper
come
50
on.
Cent, also known as Curtis Jackson, filed for Chapter 11 yesterday. Kenny has an interesting philosophy or story behind this. Apparently, a judge ordered him last week to pay $5 million to Livonia Lewiston, the mother.
Yeah, no, this is no stretch. He lost a lawsuit about a sex tape.
Really?
And so what are the chances, as soon as he lost that and had to pay up all this money, that he filed for bankruptcy, giving her a gigantic, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
It's your birthday. Hey, Jody, not your birthday. It's your birthday.
All right, so apparently he has assets of $10 million and debts of $50 million. So the Wall Street Journal says, anyway, he's been somebody that has quite flaunted his wealth, though. So this may be a hard sell for him. There's got to be some smart lawyer who's going to dig around in these numbers and find things are happening in his crib that he doesn't want people to know about.
I just use the word crib.
Yeah, I'm jotting that down.
Say it again, Dougie. Say it
crib.
Again.
In his crib.
His double mama crib, yo.
All right.
Yeah.
He got street cred on the crib.
His crib was outfitted with cameras, yo.
And that's what the suit was all about, right?
That sure was.
Yeah.
All right. You got to make sure you're telling me you're rolling before you're rolling at picking.
If you keep them rolling, rolling, rolling. All right, listen to this.
String along if you know the words.
String along if you know the words.
Wow.
It'd be nice if we actually had a recording of this group. Maybe that speaks to their popularity. This is a boy band called Rewind from England. And it appears that the only reason that people know who they are is because one of the singers for the group collapsed on a flight. It's really pretty stupid.
Why, you ask? Well, he was warm.
Yeah.
And why was he warm, Dougie?
He was told that he had to, he had his bag was too full. So you know how these morons at the airport, you're going to take some clothes out or, you know, ship the bag.
Every
whatever.
Time you open a bag, and like switching clothes around in the bag,
right, yeah.
With the weight limit.
So he puts on 12 layers of clothing and gets on the plane.
Creative, I'll give him that.
Right, six t-shirts, three pairs of jeans, two pairs of jogging bottoms, two jackets, two hats, because he didn't want to pay $70 in fees in a flight to Glasgow. So he fell over of exhaustion, heat exhaustion, because he had all his clothing on. They had to give him oxygen. I mean, what kind of a stunt is this? The story is that Doug Steffen, by the way. Doug
they
Steffen
were actually singing on the airplane before he passed out. I have the audio here.
That's it. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
In the news, or should I say in the nose, this is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. We're talking nose here, and yes, despite the social yuck that it is, it's hair that needs to be there. You see, nose hair is your body's first line of defense against airborne nasties like germs, fungi, and spores, and it does more. Nose hair also gives warmth and moisture to inhaled air. This helps you breathe easier. But how much nose hair do you need? Not a lot. And what you don't need on a hot Friday night date or job interview is a forest of nasal hair sticking out, grabbing all the attention. So buy a trimmer. And with trimmer in hand, make a pig's nose. That's right, a pig's nose. Simply press on the tip of your nose until you look like a pig. This widens your nostrils, making it easier to chop away at the forest. As for other methods, plucking is effective but painful. Never go the chemical route. The inside of your nose can take waxing or hair removal cream. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Roberta Fasanelli are on this program. That's big stuff in and of itself.
Right. Big stuff.
The big stuff. So then we have Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler as well. Find out what Americans are saying and thinking about items of interest. The president addresses the NAACP convention in Philadelphia today, speaking about what he calls unfairness in the criminal justice system. He's right to let out 46 people that were in jail for a long time for these drug offenses. There should be hundreds, if not thousands, more let out, frankly. If you haven't heard, he commuted the sentences of these nonviolent drug offenders. I just say more, give us more of that. Let them out of jail, send them home, let them become members, productive members of society. No reason for them to be in jail at all.
Back to selling drugs.
No, they were not there for selling drugs, Jennifer. That's not correct. And none of them. It's not. I don't think it's amusing. I think there are a lot of people who get this.
I think we should watch with our overpopulation, but I think this is the president who has released more prisoners than any other president ever. So it's just something to keep an eye on.
Where'd that come from? I didn't. You were giving me news there. I didn't know that.
Oh, I can send you a story.
I don't want you to send me a story because that doesn't do the audience any good.
Okay, well, give me 1 minute. Here we go. Hold on. I'll find it. Give me 1 second.
All right. In the meantime, the city of New York will pay $5.9 million to resolve a wrongful death claim over the killing of Eric Garner a year ago. Remember this story? Federal, state, local authorities inquired into the death of this fellow. A police officer choked him to subdue him.
Chokehold, yeah.
And this is where I believe all of the, this, for my money anyway, is where all of the police problems started that we've had in this country. The attitude started with this in the heat of the summer last year and hasn't really dissipated, even though there are, the reasons are here and there to take the police apart. The good ones over here, the bad ones. We just wish that the good ones would float to the surface. And from what little I know about the code of blue justice or the blue code of justice, whatever they call it, and stand up for what's right. Because many more of you are doing the job. And the fact that using Baltimore as an example, how frustrating it must be for the good police officers there to not be able to do their job because of the forces of nature and the unions and stuff that are working against the political realities in Baltimore. Meanwhile, what, 3 people were murdered there last weekend and nobody's paying any attention to any of this stuff? And no investigations. You just, it's like being in the Wild West. What did you start to say, Roberta?
So the interesting thing with the Eric Garner case is that they also reached a settlement with the hospital responders, the hospital that set the responders, saying that he was not given oxygen while he was on the ground, even though he was saying, I can't breathe. And apparently this settlement with the hospital was reached before a suit was filed, so the agreement's confidential. So they've received a settlement from the hospital and now from the city of New York as well.
All right. I want to do a couple of other New York stories, but back to you, Jennifer, for a second, because I want there to be clarity here in what I'm saying and not have this misconstrued.
Okay.
So, number one, I'm not talking about people who sell drugs. Rich McFadden will tell you that in the 18 years that I've been on the air here, and I feel sometimes like I have to defend myself for saying things that are intelligent because people just don't hear what I'm saying. I have said that drug dealers are like rapists and murderers. They ought to be put in jail and never, ever
get out. I've heard you say that.
Never get out.
Yep.
But in this circumstance, what I'm talking about is the reality of people being in jail who have done no harm to anybody but themselves. And the fact that they were sentenced to sometimes life in prison for having some drugs on them is asinine.
I agree with you 100%.
All right, so
I think that the danger is that we, instead of just commuting sentences, we should start talking about changing the system. That's kind of my frustration with this, is instead of commuting sentence after sentence and saying, oh, well, you know, willy-nilly on the law, let's start changing the law. Let's make real changes. The prisons are overcrowded. I'm with you on most of this stuff.
I thought that there was some movement to do that there were laws that have been introduced.
Right. This will be the largest clemency granted since the 1960s.
And President Obama has commuted more sentences.
Who? What kind
total.
Of people have he let? Has he commuted?
Well, he's done 89 commutations during his presidency.
For what sort of crimes?
Well, 46 of them we know are these drug offenders. So half of them, right? We don't know what the
what
other
are the
ones
others?
Are.
Oh,
we
I want to know. Then I want to know what the other ones are before I say yes or
they
no.
Were all but for
all nonviolent
more.
Crimes.
Well, let's see. I mean, do we know
here's
that
an
for
article.
Sure?
Apparently, he let Charlie Manson go.
Yeah.
Huh?
Apparently, he let Charlie Manson go yesterday. He's out on the loose.
What do you mean?
He decided to let him go. I'm just teasing with you.
All right.
But the amount of the commutations that he has made more than the last 4 presidents combined.
But what are we saying? You're talking about 89 total?
He has 89 so far.
So he's 46 are nonviolent drug users.
We know for sure.
Okay, so then let's find out before we spend a lot of time. May I finish?
No. What does every president do on their last day in office?
They do a lot of that. There were tons of people commuted by
every president.
Every president does it. But what I want to know is what the other people were accused of and what they were in the jail for before we have a he's right or he's wrong discussion, okay?
It was the same thing. They were drug offenses that were nonviolent.
Okay. If that's what all 80, that's what Kenny, you're saying, all 80 some odd of these.
You've got
all...
a conspiracy to import marijuana into the country. You have another one for conspiracy, transfer of a firearm without payment of transfer tax, conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. So these are dealers. Distribute marijuana.
Any dealer should not be let out of jail. So he's letting dealers out along with those?
In 2011, he let some dealers out of jail.
That's
aiding and abetting the possession and sale of American alligator hides. That's an interesting one.
Anything that's a drug offense. If you're selling
conspiracy
drugs...
Conspiracy to manufacture never, with the intent to distribute marijuana.
Never get out of jail.
Distribute excess 1,000 pounds of marijuana.
But I don't think that's a whole lot. I think Richie just said it, and I think his point was well made, but we it was sort of whispered. You need to say a little louder. Most every president on their last day of office let hundreds, hundreds of people.
Well, I don't know if it's 100 because at 89, he's already totaled more than the last four presidents.
I disagree with that. I think you can look at Bill Clinton in his last day in office let hundreds of people out of jail.
Did you not just do the same article, Rich?
I'm telling you.
Reading this is a lot more. From yesterday about this being the largest commutation since the 60s.
Yeah. I'm telling you, there are a lot of people who were let out of jail the last day of any president.
Why do they wait till the last day? Why
so they won't be held responsible for it because it's unpopular.
Look at Huckabee, how Huckabee's had to answer for this. Huckabee let a person out of prison.
Oh, my God,
It was Willie.
And that's why he was.
No, that was Mike Dukakis, Willie Horton. That was another one. That's why, that's how George Bush, the father, won the presidency by hounding and pounding away at Dukakis for letting Willie Horton out of jail, and he killed somebody else. That was the end of the campaign, the end of Dukakis' future in politics. It was the end. And so why would you let these people out of jail if you don't really know for sure what the deal is?
To be fair to these guys, Obama included. Oh, what someone's going to say. You can let someone out of jail for holding a gram of cocaine, and then you never know what's going to happen down the road. I mean, they can't be held responsible.
Hold the phone.
What?
Check this out. There's a wiki page.
I know. That's what
Bill
I was just
Clinton
reading.
Pardon controversy.
All right. So I'm just telling you. Go back to that.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
Clinton pardoned 450 people.
Right. That's why I'm saying your numbers are not right, Jennifer.
Compared to George H.W. Bush, who only pardoned 75.
Yeah. Bill Clinton had a field day with this his last day in office. I remember it vividly.
Reagan, 406.
Yeah.
Carter, 566.
Yeah. Your numbers are just not right, Jen.
They called it pardon
game. Look at this article, right?
I know. I haven't got time because we got to get...
No, I know. You go do your thing because we have to talk about sharks.
We do. It's Shark Week Plus.
Let everybody out, man.
All right. The director... I told you there are hundreds of these.
Here's the
people
difference.
Out.
It's the linguistics, commutation of a sentence, and also and a pardon. Different political pardons are different than commutations.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
Difference
it's
in language.
Semantics. Anyway.
Yep.
The queen of surfing and the most important shark expert in the world is going to join us next here on Good Day.
Need a tractor for tough jobs? Do more for less with a Kubota L-Series compact tractor. Forged from our proven design and highest quality materials, Kubota has been committed to building the industry's best compact tractors for decades. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. That's value. That's Kubota. Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
It's summer, which means time to grab and go. I'm Risa Jill Miller. With the rush of warm weather, open beaches, and vacation on the mind, it's great to have all the basics on hand. The best way to prep for the day is to have a big canvas tote handy. What's in your tote? Always pack some sunscreen, your sneakers, and change of clothes for last-minute long walks and taking in the sights. Toss in a nice lipstick, hat, powder, and aviator shades, and you're almost there. You know you and your friends will get a craving for something sweet, so add snacks like M&M's Crispy, a treat that satisfies any craving. And it's hard to believe that M&M's Crispy with sweet rice puff center and candy shell is 180 calories per singles pack. So snack happy. Just grab them off the grocery shelf and pack them up in your personal goodie bag. Now you're really ready for summer. For more information on M&M's Crispy, please visit MMS.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples Copy and Print, we will match any competitor's quote. Plus, we have 110% price match guarantee.
Price match covers items sold by retailers operating stores in all under the same brand or sold and shipped directly by Amazon.com. Orders must be identical, valid through 9/19/15. See store, Staples.com for details.
5 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and now Veronica Gray joining us, is known as the Queen of Surfing, the world's most televised shark expert, director of the documentary Worst Shark Attack Ever, which stars Leonardo DiCaprio. She's also a shark safety activist and the inventor of the world's first and only non-electric shark-repelling wetsuit. Now that's where I want to start with you, Veronica. Monica Gray, a shark repelling wetsuit. Why in the world would you want to be close enough to have to wear this? I think that's my first question. You wouldn't catch me wanting to wear this or be that close to a shark. So what's the story? Do we have Veronica Ritchie? What am I missing here?
She's there. Hi, Veronica.
Veronica, can you...
Good morning. Hi, how are you?
I'm confused. Can you hear me okay? Did you hear what I said?
Yes. You said, why would you ever want to get close enough to need a shark repellent wetsuit?
Yes, that's what I said. Yeah. So you can start with that.
Okay. Well, basically, so scientists have told us ever been in...
Okay, so this is not good energy.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Veronica, we can only hear about every three words or one out of three words, so we have a bad connection. Rich, you want to try this again? If she's got a landline or something, but other than that, that's kind of disappointing because I wanted to talk to her about the danger. We all hear these stories. As a matter of fact, there was some story off the coast of Cape Cod, I think it was yesterday or the day before, mm-hmm. certainly over the weekend, about some giant shark, and it was chasing some form of dolphin, and the news media played it all up. Roberta, you'd be crazy enough to do this.
Well, I have scuba dived with sharks. Dived with nurse sharks, which are pretty, you know, innocuous. They don't do much of anything. Mm-hmm. I've dove with reef sharks, hammerheads, tiger sharks. Let's see, what else? A couple of different types of sharks, sand sharks.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, they're not interested in you at all. I mean, you're not a fish, so they don't see you as a food source, unlike, you know, great whites that'll, you know, eat a Volkswagen if they had a chance. They're really
unless
stupid fish. They'll eat anything. Oh, well, Volkswagen, yeah, yum, lunch. But for the most part, I mean, that's scuba dive, especially nurse sharks, you can actually, they'll usually find them sleeping underneath ledges down on reefs, and you could actually, you know, go and pet them.
Really?
Yeah, they stay asleep. They're not doing much of anything. They're just sleeping under there.
You know what I find more fascinating about sharks than anything else is their longevity, like turtles. They've been in the same form. They've lived the same way for millions of years.
Millions, millions. Like Nautilus?
Yeah.
They go back to, like, before dinosaurs. They go back to, like, primeval ooze,
right.
Practically.
Yeah. Imagine what the circumstances are under this circumstance. The problem is the news media makes a big deal out of it, and the next day, after a shark sighting, oh, here's a list of the 10 safest beaches in the country.
They're having all those attacks off the Carolina coast. You know, a couple of kids lost limbs, you know, which is really, really sad. But the whole thing is they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. There were apparently a lot of schools of fish that the sharks were chasing, and they just kind of were mistaken because they were in the way, and the water was murky. I think that's the number one thing if you're swimming.
Yep.
You want to avoid sharks. Don't go into water. If you can't see your feet, start to worry about it because you really need to be able to, you know, if you can see, the sharks can see.
Yeah.
And if they can see you, you don't look anything like a fish. So.
And those sharks are good for, what, $300 an hour?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Those are lawyers.
The thing is, why don't sharks eat lawyers? Professional courtesy.
Yeah.
Did you hear the video this week of the woman telling us the best way to not get eaten by a shark? It was all over
the thing. The ocean is the shark's house. Okay? And I can't swim. I can swim. My whole body is a flotation device. My whole body is a flotation device. I'm not doing nothing to float. But I can't swim. Another thing that makes me suspect and makes me, you know, has my Negro membership card in question, because most black people can't swim, but I can swim. But I'm not going to the ocean, because that's the shark's house. Okay? The shark has to wake you up. When chickens come in my house, guess what?
Oh, my God.
Oh my God, she's precious.
As our new co-host of the Good Day program, 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Before you know it, Peyton is off his horse, and he's holding this dog. He'd gone all strange on us. Said we should walk without him. Hell, I thought he was kidding at first, but he went.
Well, we did like he asked, and we left him.
And he went to jail for a dog. You want to hear the funny part? Peyton didn't even like that damn dog.
It evened out in the end. They locked me up. The dog sprung me.
Our jurisdiction on the past blacktop.
Today, my jurisdiction ends here.
You know, all I did was kiss a girl.
That's why they got you in jail?
Yeah, I kissed a girl, and this guy didn't like it, so then we had some words, so I decided to get out of there. So I did. I got out of there. You know me, I don't want no trouble.
This is from the number one movie this week, 1985. I was Kevin Kline, who's a good actor, and why do I always forget the guy from Boston who was the heavy in this movie?
Brian Dennehy.
Brian Dennehy, thank you. He really was the heavy. There was something about the movie that made me very uncomfortable.
What movie was it?
Silverado. Sorry, did I not tell you that? Silverado, the main theme from it, and the celebration of the movie Silverado. You're right, I didn't tell you that it was Silverado. Number one movie this week. I think oftentimes you hear these things, you just assume that people have been to the movie or they know the movie. So, my question would be, if I were asking a trivia question, what's the connection between this movie and NCIS LA? Chuck, are you want to handle that one?
No, you do it.
Really?
I'm sure.
Anybody
yeah,
know
I
the
don't,
answer?
I don't watch NCI, whatever.
Anybody know the answer to the question? What
LL
does,
Cool J was in it?
Nope. Try to keep going.
Oh, no.
The
cat. Space, the
nope.
Bald guy.
Nope. Not his. All right, the answer is Linda Hunt, who is the chief
yeah,
of
right.
NCIS, the Bureau, was the woman who was the love interest, in a manner of speaking, in Silverado. It was where she basically became very well known as an actress for the role that she played there. So that's how that piece fits together. Aren't you all glad you're listening to the Good Day program? You wouldn't hear that info anywhere else.
Don't know what I if I didn't have that.
Well, listen, you got to know what's happening.
You.
Rich, and Rich is going to play a couple of commercials, then Chuck is going to give us some movie news. How about them for apples?
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples Copy and Print, we will match any competitor's quote. Plus, we have 110% price match guarantee.
Price match covers items sold by retailers operating stores online under the same brand or sold and shipped directly by Amazon.com. Orders must be identical, valid through 9/19/15. See store staples.com for details.
All right, here's the anniversary, Chucker, of the 16th James Bond movie, License to Kill. Who was James Bond in that movie?
License to Kill. It was Timothy Dalton. Right?
Yeah, good for you, Chucker. You get the prize. All right, what's movie news look like today?
From Comic-Con, the buzz, on Saturday they showed the Batman vs. Superman trailer, which hit the internet a day later, and the consensus overall, I don't know if any of you guys saw it, but I think it's very, very impressive trailer, extremely cinematic and adult-oriented. It comes out next summer. Ben Affleck, for those who had a mixed response initially of his casting of Bruce Wayne Batman, he looks terrific, and Jesse Eisenberg, who plays Lex Luthor, sort of a strange variation of the character. But there's no doubt in my mind that this movie will be
massive. He was the one, for people who don't remember, he played Zuckerberg.
I've seen in a long time.
He, that actor played Zuckerberg in the movie about Facebook. Yep. Okay.
And also they released yesterday the trailer to Suicide Squad, another superhero that takes place in Warner Brothers DC Universe. Will Smith is a star. It's about a group of prisoners released from jail to battle a greater force. Now the thing about that film, Doug, is that it has the Joker in it, also a cameo by Batman. Jared Leto plays the Joker. Now this will be divisive because it is a very strange, weird incarnation of the character. Sort of Joker as a punk rocker with tattoos all over him. I don't know how that's going to go with the majority of fans, but anyway, that film comes out also next summer. Some Comic-Con news about TV. AMC has something amazing going because the new trailer to The Walking Dead looks great, and their spin-off show, Fear the Walking Dead, comes
can't
out.
Wait.
Also looks like an amazing
can't
TV
wait.
Show.
You two are the Walking
weirdness.
Dead.
Oh, my God.
It looks good. You're missing the boat, Doug.
I've got the boat's going to sink in the middle of San Francisco Bay. All right. Chuck Curry, our movie man here every day at this time on Good Day, bring you up to date on the news, the important things going on in the world of video and DVD, that sort of thing.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are...